الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبه الله عنده حسنا كاملا. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, many of our youngsters will know that when you give an exam in this country, then when you are given the exam paper, then alongside each question that you are given, then in brackets on the side there will be a number written which will tell you how many available marks are available for that question. It is like the mark scheme. So what this does, it gives the students an idea of how much time to spend on each question, and it gives them an idea of how important each question is. And likewise, when a student is given a syllabus at the beginning of the year, then he is sometimes told that your coursework will be 40% of your mark, and this exam will be another 20%, and this exam will be another 30% perhaps. This is all called a mark scheme, that a student is told in advance that each question, how many points, how many marks are available for every question that you answer correctly. What we have today in this Hadith Sharif, which is recorded by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim in their Sahih, is in reality it is almost as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the mark scheme for good and bad actions. He is telling us that what kind of marks, what kind of ajr, reward we can expect when we perform a good act and when we perform a bad act. So here he is outlining for us Muslims a simple guide that we can follow to have an idea that when we perform a certain act, how much reward we can actually receive. So in that sense, it's a very useful hadith, a very beneficial hadith by which we can take benefit from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas narrates in this hadith, and he says that the Prophet himself said these words, reporting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down the rewards for good actions, hasanat, wasayyi'at, and bad actions. So each act that a person performs, each wrongful deed, each good deed, there is a certain amount of reward given for that. ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained that further. And here is the first point. There are four rules basically mentioned in this Hadith Sharif. And here is the first rule. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنًا كَامِلًا, that just say there is a person who, for instance, intended to come to Asr prayer today, but unfortunately, just as he was about to leave his house, some guest turned up or there was some problem at the home and he could not leave for Asr, but he had the intention of coming to Asr prayer. He did not actually physically come. So he had the intention to perform a good action, but he did not perform it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will still get one reward for performing that intention. So he has not actually performed that action, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still giving a reward to him. That is the first rule. The second rule, وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَىٰ سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ, and if that person performs a good deed, he had the right intention behind that action, then he performs that one good deed, then the minimum reward he will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 10 units of reward. So for instance, if a person gives £1 to his local mosque as donation or to a zakat donation for instance, then Allah as a minimum basis will reward him as if he has given £10. So this is the minimum amount of reward that he will receive from his Lord. What about the maximum? Allah goes on to say that depending on the type of action, depending on the sincerity and ikhlas between within that action, then if he wants just for that one act, he can multiply the reward up to 700 times more. إِلَى سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ. That he can multiply it just for one action. That he can multiply it so the reward for it will be 700 times more. And clearly this shows the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it shows that for us it is easier for us to perform good actions rather than bad actions. But here in this hadith, Qudsi, we are not told that this is the absolute maximum amount of reward we can give. That Allah is most gracious, He is most merciful. And the Prophet goes on to say, إِلَىٰ أَدْعَافٍ كَثِيرَةٍ. That this is not to say that this is the absolute maximum. If Allah wants, He can increase it beyond this 700 rewards. Depending on the action, depending on the sincerity behind it. And just to give you an example of how one act can bring us so much reward, think of those teachers, of those ustads that work in the mosque up and down the country in madrasas, how they teach young children how to recite the Quran. They teach them to pray namaz. They teach them the kalima sharif. Now just these ustads, just by performing one action, that just imagine they teach one child to recite Alhamdulillah correctly. Just imagine that is the only thing that they have done. They have taught them to recite Alhamdulillah. Now every time that child recites Alhamdulillah thereafter until he dies, that ustad will get the reward for actually teaching him in the past. This is what we mean when Allah says that the reward can be increased beyond your expectation and beyond comprehension. So imagine those people, those ustads, those sheikhs who teach someone how to perform salah, who teach them how to recite the Quran, who teach them the words of Salatul Salam, the du'as to read. Imagine how much reward that they can give. Because it is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ad-dal ila al-khayri kafa'ilihi. A person who indicates a good action, he will get the reward for it as well. If you help someone to perform Hajj, who could not perform Hajj otherwise, when that person performs Hajj, you will get a reward for it as well. That is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operates. So with good actions, there are two categories. One is when a person had the intention but he does not perform it. There he gets one unit of reward. And when he does perform it, then the minimum amount of reward is 10 units, and that can go up to 700, and it can go beyond that as well. Then in this hadith sharif, we are told about the bad actions now. What happens when we perform a bad action? What kind of punishment do we receive then? The Prophet said, وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنًا كَامِلًا. That when a person had a wrongful intention to perform a certain act, he, for instance, a person had the intention that he was going to steal something, and he had that intention, he was making planning for that, but at the last moment he realized himself that this act that I am about to perform is wrong and that it is haram, then rather than getting a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually write one unit of reward for him. That you can have a bad action intended, but once you yourself have decided that I will not perform this act because it is wrong, because it is forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will actually change that into a good action. What if unfortunately we do perform a bad action, that we have the intention and we do perform it? We saw that with the good action, as a minimum basis, Allah will reward us with 10 units of reward. But it is the mercy and rahmah of our Lord that He states that وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدًا. That when a person performs a wrongful action, then he will only get one unit of punishment. It will not be the 10 minimum that we see with the good actions. So in essence, we see that it is easier for Muslims to perform good deeds than it is bad deeds. The reward for performing good deeds is multiplied time and time over by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, it is almost as if Allah wants us to pass this exam. He is very reluctant to write down sayyi'at for us. He is very reluctant to write bad deeds in our names. only when we actually perform it, he writes a bad deed for us. So if on the day of judgment, our a'mal, our good a'mal are not heavier than our bad a'mal, then we have no one to blame except ourselves. Because the system was in our favor. The system that Allah created for us was definitely in our favor, in the sense that it was much easier for us to perform good deeds than it is bad deeds. And we are very fortunate that Allah has given us the opportunity to commemorate the month of Ramadan, where we are told that when we perform a nafal prayer, then we get the reward of performing a fard prayer. So every moment of this month, as much as possible, we should try to spend it in the right way, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to think to ourselves that these are very special moments that Allah has granted us, and to spend every moment of that time trying to remember Him and ask forgiveness for our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins with the wasila and with the barakah of Ramadan Sharif. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubeen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. فسهل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار فسهل يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مدى يا واسع الكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.